From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Today, the Senate is scheduled to vote on the National Defense Authorization Act, which lists the spending priorities for the Pentagon. As Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports from Washington, one of those priorities is countering the threat from North Korea.
This bill, the NDAA, as it's called here in Washington, calls for almost $700 billion in military spending. Steve Bucci of the Heritage Foundation says with the latest round of missile launches,
this one is going to have some items in it to respond to North Korea that are literally immediate funding priorities,
including our missile defense systems, especially in the Pacific. Susanna Bloom used to advise the Pentagon on budget issues and is now with the Center for a New American Security.
The bill that the Senate is currently considering for the NDAA has a significant increase for the Missile Defense Agency of $630 million, more than the administration requested. Not all of that is relevant to North Korea, but a good chunk of it is.
She says the U.S. has been investing in defense capabilities in that part of the world for years. But now, Congress has a new sense of urgency to speed things up. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
In other military-industrial complex news, there's word this morning that Northrop Grumman is buying missile engine contractor Orbital ATK for nearly $8 billion in cash. Earlier this month, United Technologies said it's buying Rockwell Collins for $23 billion.